Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom. Make your money work for you. In this session, we are going to review ways to make your money work more effectively for you. One of the benefits of owning money is that others will pay you for the use of your money. That benefit is called interest. When you deposit money with your financial institution, they use your money to make loans or to make investments, and they pay you interest for using your money. They make a profit by earning more on it than what they are paying you. When your institution pays you interest, it is added to your account, and you begin to earn interest on the accumulated balance. Earning interest on your interest is called compounding. The terms compounded daily, compounded quarterly, or compounded annually simply refer to when the interest is added to the balance and begins earning more interest. Compound interest is sometimes called one of the wonders of the financial world. The Rule of 72 is an easy way to relatively accurately estimate the impact of different compound interest rates over different periods of time. The thing to remember is that money doubles when the interest rate times the number of years equals 72. For example, if you earn 5%, money doubles in just over 14 years. If you earn 6%, it doubles in 12 years. At 7%, money doubles in 10.2 years. And at 9%, money doubles in 8 years. While the Rule of 72 won't give you precise results, it is an easy way to get a good estimate in a hurry. Your money is an asset, and it should work hard for you in the same way you have worked hard to earn it. While this may sound very general, there are three components of putting your money to work that you should pay particular attention to. First, put as much money as you can to work as fast as possible. Second, earn as high of interest rates as you can on your funds without taking undue risks. Third, avoid costs associated with your funds, such as unnecessary high fees and high interest rates. Here are two simple ways to put your money to work effectively. Use direct deposit to get your paycheck deposited quickly, safely, and conveniently, and don't have excess money sitting idle and not earning interest. It will be safer and earning interest for you if it is in an account at your financial institution. Once you have your money working for you, you want to earn the best interest rates you can on your funds. Different types of deposit accounts pay different interest rates. Institutions usually base their interest rates on the amount of money in the account and the number of transactions in the account. Checking accounts usually pay the lowest interest rates and allow for the most transactions. Savings accounts usually pay somewhat higher rates but don't allow for as many transactions. You usually cannot write checks against savings accounts, or if you can, the number may be limited. Certificates of deposit are slightly different from checking and savings accounts. You choose a length of time you are willing to leave your funds deposited, and depending on the length, you earn different interest rates. Usually, the longer you can leave the money deposited, the higher rate you can earn. You can cash in a CD early, but will probably be subject to a fee, usually equal to 90 days interest. You should try to estimate your liquidity needs, that is, how much money you will need and when you will need it, and then move excess funds to higher earning accounts. Move money you will not need for monthly expenses from your checking account to your savings account. As your savings account grows and you find that you do not need immediate access to all of it, you can move some funds into higher paying CDs with maturities that match your anticipated spending needs. Avoiding unnecessary fees is also critical. After working hard to earn your money and having your money working harder for you, be sure to handle your finances in ways to avoid or reduce as many fees as possible. For example, incurring $5-$3 fees for using ATM machines outside your institution's network would entirely offset earning 0.5% interest on a $3,000 balance in a savings account for an entire year. Here are some things to watch out for. Number 1. Avoid ATM fees. If you can, be sure to use ATM machines associated with your financial institution to avoid fees. Number 2. Pay attention to any minimum balance requirements on your checking account. If your checking account requires a minimum balance, be careful not to let your balance fall below the minimum. You may want to temporarily transfer funds from your savings account to avoid the fee. Number 3. Some checking accounts charge fees if you have transactions in excess of a certain number. If there is a limit on the number of checks you can write each month, don't exceed it. Number 4. Many utilities offer a small discount for prompt or slightly early payment. If your electric, gas, or phone company allows you to pay a bit less if your payment is received by the due date, take advantage of it. Number 5. Avoid interest charges on unpaid credit card balances. These rates can be very high, in excess of 18% in some cases. Pay your entire balance monthly, or pay down your balances as quickly as you can, even if you have to use some funds from your savings account. Number 6. Avoid late payment charges on all your credit cards. A $20 late payment fee when paying a credit card bill equates to all the interest you would earn on a $4,000 balance in a savings account paying 0.5% interest. Remember, put your money to work quickly, use different accounts to earn higher returns on excess funds, and avoid fees. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.